The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Tomorrow, schools are back. Well, certainly our school is back. Some may be back today, others later in the week. I know secondary schools, by and large, opened their doors last week. But this is the week that primary schools return, and it means that the return of homework is just around the corner. But should it come back? Should we not just get rid of it? Mary McCarthy is a columnist at the Irish Independent. Mary, is it not time to get rid of homework?
Good evening, Kieran. I'm well known. I actually think homework is a vital part of primary school
education.
I love it.
For shame.
I think it's a really necessary, the right kind of homework. Like, it shouldn't be over 30 minutes, say, and you should get good feedback on it as well, so they don't feel like they're just doing nonsense, you know. But, Kieran, to me, like, it's a no-brainer. Like, it reinforces what they've learned that day. There's loads of neuroscientific kind of evidence for that. It's a good link with the parents and the school. It encourages kind of parents to start reading with their kids, because if you start out in junior infants and you do that, I think it feeds into that habit of sitting down, quiet time with your kids, reading. I just think that so much good comes from it. And I can't really understand why everyone gives out about it.
Because it's a pain in the backside, Mary.
Well, you know what, Kieran? Sometimes you just got to be a parent. And it's a part. I think that homework, like, we want our kids leaving primary school confident and independent, right? And homework, it really can play a part in that, because after second class, I think that's kind of my cutoff of actually sitting down and going through everything with them. I kind of left them on their own after second class, and then I'll obviously be floating around, and if they need help, I'll give it. But I think by second class, they should be kind of up and running, and it encourages them to sit down, take out their books, and that self-motivation, and it's a really setting up good habits for secondary, because it's a really step change, you know, if you don't do that.
Okay, so they're going to be getting it in secondary, and it's going to be hefty enough at times, so you need a bit of practice.
You definitely do, and it's a competitive world out there. I mean, you know, the school day in Ireland, it's actually quite short compared to other countries, and I think that half an hour of homework is not too much to ask.
Gemma Maher is with us. She's the principal of Rathcoole Educate Together, a parent of two as well. Gemma, am I right in thinking you don't have homework in your school?
We don't have homework in our school, you'd be glad to hear.
Oh, well, I mean, if Rathcoole wasn't so far from Kilkenny, I'd be shipping the kids up to you, Gemma. And I say that, and I should admit, I never do homework with the kids because I'm in here every day. So my wife is listening to the radio screaming, what would you know about it? But anyway, we will plough on. Why don't you have homework, Gemma, in Rathcoole in the school?
Well, partly for what you've just said, working parents, and there is actually no evidence to say that it reinforces what's going on, and there's no evidence to say that homework actually improves attainment by children. Also, like, adults have a right to disconnect, and so do children have a right to disconnect. If they're in the right school doing the right things and they're working really hard for us from 8:30 to 1:10 or 2:10, and they're giving their full effort to do whatever we're asking them to do. And in our school, for the most part, they are collaboratively learning, they're doing teamwork, they are actively learning. It's not sitting and writing. So by the time they get to the end of school day, they're absolutely exhausted. And for us, extracurricular activities kick in. I know my two sons, one does piano, one does taekwondo. That is our evenings. That's what we do. They go swimming. We do mountain climbing, and they do rock climbing in Awesome Walls and places like that. So for us, as two working parents, to add homework on top of that, even if it is just half an hour, there are days that we're not in the door to 6:00. Our kids go to bed at 7:30. You're then going to add in homework for 30 minutes on top of that. And for the most part, what we see is that it creates this stressor in the household that we don't really need and doesn't really have the effect that people kind of think it does. And for most parents, they want a link and a communication with the school. That doesn't need to be homework.
Okay.
It doesn't need to come in that format.
Because I was going to ask about that, because obviously you have the advantage of being in the school, which, you know, you're maybe not in the classroom with the kids, but there's an element of oversight still. But for parents, and this is the point that Mary makes, it's a way of kind of checking in on progress and knowing maybe what they're doing, what they're struggling with.
Yeah, so for us, we the teachers, some schools do it weekly, some do it monthly. They do it different ways, the schools that don't have homework. But for us, we have an overview that the teachers send out each month. It covers what we're covering in the classroom, so the parents know exactly what's happening most of the time. And then it gives little ideas of what parents can be doing at home to support that learning. So it's not like they don't know what's going on. And then we use an app called Seesaw, which sends home videos and photos of what the children are doing in the classroom. So say in junior infants, they're doing the letter A, you can see four different activities that we've done that you might be able to do at home along with it. And you might get the YouTube clip of the letter A from the Jolly Phonics so you can sing along at home. So we still do the communication with the parents. It's just done very differently. Kids still get a reading book every single day and you're encouraged to read that book. But we also do an evening for the parents where we take them in and we discuss how important it is to sit down and read with your child. Homework shouldn't be the reason you're doing reading. That you should be doing reading because it's the right thing to do. And you should be reading books that are of interest to the child. A lot of the time the readers going home are just the right words at the time, but they're not actually that interesting. So I think it's educating people that homework isn't there for you to keep an eye on what your child is doing. So what is the purpose of it?
The purpose is to
give you a link to the school, which the school should do in a different way.
What about the point that Mary also makes around kind of preparation for secondary school? I mean, are the kids from Rathcoole Educate Together going to get some land when they go into first year and kind of eight different teachers give them eight different pieces of homework on day one?
Well, honestly, secondary schools need to look at their policy as well. And I think primary schools have changed in a massive way in the last couple of years. And I think secondary schools are starting to look at that and how they manage that. We have a lot of children who are EAL learners. We have a lot of children who have additional needs. And regardless of whether they're in primary or secondary, homework is an added thing that is just going to create this negativity around learning because you're at home with a parent who can't support you. I know my mum, and she's probably going to be listening, my mum is English, so didn't know Irish. And when I got to secondary school, she couldn't help me with the Irish homework. Therefore, I felt like I was at home alone trying to figure out this Irish work that I didn't really understand. So, yes, the kids in Rathcoole Educate Together are going to get, and we're only up to third class at the moment, so we're going to have the discussion about fifth and sixth. But we're hoping to do it more in a style of what you are going to need in the real world. So you're going to have a project and you're going to have a lead-in time for that project and you're going to have to figure out your time management, you're going to have to figure out your resources, you're going to have to figure out what you need. And then hoping that secondary schools are going to be in line with that. So we're trying to teach them the skills within the classroom rather than teaching them how to do homework.
Well, that's interesting. So it's not a kind of a black and white, absolutely nothing kind of outside of school hours for the senior years, you suspect. There'll be some project work, which might speak to another point Mary makes about kind of learning a bit of independence and working on your own.
And it'll have to be a project they're interested in, so they'll be able to pick their project and they'll be able to negotiate what goes into that project. But then we'll be able to set targets and goals. Well, we want this and it's going to be a 2-week timeline. And if you need help within the classroom, there will always be an hour on a Friday where teachers will put their input because there are going to be parents. I'm sorry, but Mary's and children are seriously lucky because they have a mom who's really invested and she is there to do the homework for half an hour a day with them. And she has the capability and the education to do that. And she has the language. But not every child is lucky to have that. Not every child is walking home to someone who can give them half an hour of their time to help them with homework. And therefore, we have to be very mindful of that.
Mary, are you convinced?
Gemma, you've so many good points, and you're right, not every child has that, but I still think we should have expectations for children, no matter what kind of home they come from. And let's say they come, maybe the teacher suspects they're not getting any support at home. Like, how about the school doing a homework club or something like that? And, you know, Gemma, I agree with you. Parents should be reading with the kids, and homework should not be the reason. But often it is, because you just don't have time. I mean, like, you're right, I'm lucky, I work from home, I can be there for my kids, but I make that time to read to them, and often it's the school book. I have to say, I think the books can be great sometimes, the reader books, like, they can be about really interesting things, like growing vegetables or something I have no idea about. And the read at home book that they get, that does quite good topics as well. So I really think, like, the point on reading is it's just so important to create that kind of bond. And you're right, parents are busy, two parents working, they don't have the time. But if they have to do it, they'll do it. Whereas if they don't have to, it's just easier not to. So,
Mary, what about that kind of halfway house of the project work? You know what I mean? Less kind of day by day stuff. And it allows you to kind of manage homework. I know in our school, what you get is you get kind of homework for the week on a Monday. And actually, there's a bit, it's not quite the project stuff, but it does give you that bit of flexibility that on the days where there's lots of activities and time gets away from you, you can just, you know, there's no kind of mad panic to get things done. You can make up for the time the following day.
Oh, yeah, I love the weekly dole out. I think that's a great idea because, yeah, some days will be more busy than others. And, yeah, the projects, I would say no project at all until sixth class. And then, yes, like my son did one on nuclear energy last year and he was mad into it. He was really, really invigorated by it. But again, I'd say the only reason he was able to sit down and work on that every day for 30 minutes, like let's say three times a week, was because he was in the habit of doing his homework. So I think, you know, it's all very well not to give homework. And also, like, we just moved to Brussels and my kids are in school 2 hours extra, primary school. Like, they start next week. So I don't know what the homework situation is going to be like. But I just kind of feel the school day is pretty short in Ireland. Like, you know, 5 hours, 40 minutes for the later classes, 4 hours, 40 minutes for junior and senior infants. Not a very long day.
Yeah.
So they don't have all that much time. It's very, very crammed in. And I just think that reflection in the evening, 25 minutes, 30 minutes, it'll definitely do them the world of good, you know.
Gemma, are teachers in your school not getting plagued by parents asking questions about how little Johnny or Mary are getting on?
No, not at all. If a parent
don't care, Gemma. Yeah.
No, they absolutely do. We have very good communication skills with our parents and have regular meetings with parents who need them. We have a lot of additional needs children in our school. Therefore, we have regular 6 to 8 week meetings with them. The parents are very clued in as to where their child, when you have parent-teacher meetings, they know their strengths, they know their weaknesses. Our staff are very good at saying, your child's really struggling with reading, you might want to do a bit more. If you need any support on that, please let us know. Do you know, it's not like we totally disconnect from it at all. I just think that homework takes up time that should be spent on other things like extracurricular or playing a board game. Or there are ways to connect with your child and find out. You can play snakes and ladders and you'll still know, do they know their number bonds to 10? Do you know? But also, that's my job as a teacher. My job is to know if your child is struggling, and my job is to tell you, your child is struggling, here's a few ideas that might help. So it's not like we take away homework altogether. We just narrow it down to those children that need it in a way that is very specific to that child.
There's no need for homework, says one listener, unless it's just reading. They spend enough time in school. My eldest had 3 years of secondary school in Denmark and survived without any homework. Neither did she have to lug in a 10kg plus bag into school every day. It all stayed in school. Steve has the opposite view. 100% keep the homework. Otherwise, how will you know exactly how the kids are getting on? Somebody who signs off their text as a Kilkenny listener says the most important thing with homework is that the teacher has sufficiently taught the children what they have to do for homework so it doesn't end up with parents having to teach them the homework themselves. I suspect teachers might say that no matter how many times they repeat exactly what they're meant to do to some students, I know I've got one of them at home myself, in one ear and out the other. And I like this one. Homework is the only tool that some teachers have to punish parents for sending those little tearaways in the first place. And that's from Mel in Navan. Mel, thank you for the text. 087 1400 106. Thank you to Gemma Maher, who's the principal of Rathcoole Educate Together, and to Mary McCarthy, columnist with the Irish Independent.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.